For KAXC News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A 39-year-old Cass Lake man suffered a gunshot wound after a shooting in the Track 33 housing area. The Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to the area around 2:45 Wednesday morning after reports of gunshots and of a man arriving at Cass Lake Indian Health Services Hospital with a gunshot wound. Law enforcement identified and secured the vehicle involved. They also searched nearby residences and the execution of warrants. No arrests have been made and there are currently no suspects. The victim was transported to another healthcare facility with the extent of his injuries unknown. The Sheriff's Office and Leech Lake Tribal Police are investigating. As red flag warnings continue for much of Minnesota with dry fuels and warm, windy air, fire personnel across northern Minnesota have been busy this week responding to grass fires. A St. Louis County woman is facing charges of negligent burning following a grass fire that expanded to 10 acres Tuesday. Deputies, local fire departments, and the Minnesota DNR responded to the report just after noon Tuesday. The fire north of Cotton burned a few uninhabited outbuildings, but was contained a few hours later. On Monday, responders in the Park Rapids area battled a 10-acre grass fire that escaped into the woods. As of Wednesday, the fire was 100% contained. Under red flag warnings, burning permits for brush piles will not be issued. Following the Bemidji Area School Board's decision to keep J.W. Smith Elementary open at least one more year, the district is now targeting $2.7 million in staffing reductions to lessen its projected $3 million budget deficit. Superintendent Jeremy Olson said during the board's Monday meeting that the nearly $1.7 million in cuts for licensed positions, referred to as full-time equivalents or FTEs, are largely targeting vacant positions or those becoming vacant due to resignations and retirement.
So that's 7 elementary education positions, 3 FTEs of special education, and 1.8 FTEs of K-8 specialists. So those are the total positions being eliminated.
The board also approved cuts for its non-licensed staff, but many of those staffers cut may be offered positions again after July 1st in the next fiscal year. The board also approved a tentative agreement with the Bemidji Education Association for their 3-year teaching contract. The board also approved shortening the school year as part of the contract negotiations. Bemidji Area Schools' academic year has been shortened by 3 days this year, from June 3rd to May 29th. Governor Tim Walz signed the liquor omnibus package Tuesday that included the nursing home happy hour bill. The House passed the package on a 129-1 vote, and it cleared the state Senate 56-10 last week. The happy hour bill allows assisted living facilities to serve alcohol without obtaining a local liquor license. The package contains other bills aimed to expand local licensing authority, many of which were reviewed in the last session before the bill stalled last April. The Lakes Area Food Shelf is now open in a new location in Baxter as of Tuesday. Chelsea Perkins visited the site and brings us this report.
Tamara Larson sat down late Wednesday afternoon for what she says felt like the first time in 2 days. The executive director of the Lakes Area Food Shelf overlooked the new location from upstairs after spending the last year bringing the vision to life.
Just beyond my wildest dreams, I think.
Larson says the expansion to 2 locations in Crow Wing County will help thousands of households experiencing food insecurity. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, food shelves opened their doors to everyone in need instead of just those in their local communities. This led to a significant increase in patrons at the food shelf's Pequot Lake site.
Pretty much all of 2025, 40% of the shoppers that were coming to Pequot were from Brainerd, 56401.
A woman in her early 30s who was shopping Wednesday says a lot of working people are tremendously impacted by inflation right now.
So this helps us to be able to get back on our feet and be able to afford something.
Shopping appointments are strongly encouraged to minimize wait times. The Baxter location is open 9 to 2 Tuesdays and Thursdays and 1 to 6 on Wednesdays. The Kitchigami Regional Library has installed its second Food for Thought free library at the Baxter Food Shelf, where visitors can also browse and select from a collection of free books. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.